Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Welcome in to episode 30 of Fired Up, presented by the Belly Up Podcast Network. I'm Mark Vieta. Joining me, as always, is Dom Console. Dom, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? 30 episodes.
30,
crazy, right?
I know, it is crazy.
Feels like time's flying.
It certainly does. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. I feel like absolute dog shit. So we're going to try to keep this one nice and short. I'm fighting through it right now. So we'll get through it. But before we get started into the... And you know what, I'll do the sponsorship first. We do have my bookie, and then I have a small confession I did want to tell you. From all the biggest games to the smallest events, make every bet worth your while with my bookie. Start by doubling your first deposit instantly with my bookie's first deposit bonus. Double your money before you even place a bet, and all you have to do is sign up and deposit using my exclusive promo code FIREDUP. FIREDUP, one word, at MyBookie. There are tons of great games and prop bets to take advantage this week, but let me point you in the right direction for your first wager. This Sunday, two powerhouse offenses meet when the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Dallas Cowboys. Dem boys, it sucks to say, but you know, it is what it is, have been on a tear this season while the Chiefs continue to struggle. Unfortunately, I have to do it. Take the Cowboys to cover the spread so you walk away with the bread at MyBookie. Don't wait any longer. Head to MyBookie today to redeem your double deposit bonus so you can get in on the game and start winning big today. That's promo code FIREDUP to receive double your first deposit instantly in your account. No hassle, no wait. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
That was a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. So that was my first one live on the spot.
I had to edit it in
last week. It's the first, you know, we'll get better with that as it goes.
Man.
You know, again, I'm fighting through
work
the elements.
In progress.
So it's you know,
you
it the seems first time like wasn't too bad.
It seems like my bookie's fired up. So
they certainly are
so
fired
we're good
up.
To go.
But one confession I did have is so this weekend I was a little bored on Friday night. I understand we're not at Thanksgiving yet. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I put my Christmas tree up.
Okay. I am the last person to judge you on that. I don't have mine up, but November 1st, man, the Christmas lights go on. The music comes on. I mean, no judgment from my side.
Absolutely.
So I love it.
All right, well, we'll get into the Eagles game. They did beat the Denver Broncos 30-13. And let's just play this. So I don't even have my things plugged in. Hopefully anybody, you know, we're fighting through the elements. Here you go. We're just going to play it that way. I don't even have it plugged in.
You can see how prepared we were for the show today.
Yep. I don't even have a plug. It's fine. Can you even hear that? I don't even know.
Yeah, vaguely.
It's a shit show right now.
It's like the Eagle season.
I don't even have to let it go. It's fine.
Yeah, you can kind of hear it. You
get the point.
Right.
30-13. God, what a fuck. I don't even have it plugged in. All right.
You're all over the place today, huh?
I really am. This whole day has been a giant shit show. So 30-13, I thought the offense, I mean, they look good, right? I mean, the game really wasn't in doubt, I felt like, really at all. I think Jalen Hurts played his best game as an Eagle in the NFL.
I agree.
But at the same time, I think the fan base needs to pump the brakes a little bit. I've seen things like maybe Jalen Hurts is the franchise quarterback we've been looking for.
Right.
It's one game, everybody. Calm down.
No, I agree completely. what I said on Twitter, I know you were not when I was responding to Don's question on Twitter to me. I know you were not totally on board with that. His question was basically saying, do you think the Eagles have a shot to even contend for a playoff spot? And the only thing I said was if they continue to play like this And, I mean, I didn't say this in the tweet, but let me back it up a little bit. If they continue to play the way they're playing right now, or at least even the last 3 weeks maybe, if they continue to run the ball, if they continue to let Hurts throw anywhere from 15 to 25 times a game, I mean, and especially with the teams that they're playing these next 5 or 6 weeks, you never know. But here's the thing with Jalen Hurts, though, is like, I agree with you. He played his best career game in the NFL this past week against Denver. But here's the thing, like, he played well, but, like, does this fan base really want a guy who is a game manager?
I was just about to say, he's an athletic game manager. That's all
he is.
Yeah,
and
take Alex Smith. Take him right. With legs. That's what Jalen Hurts is.
And I think Alex Smith might be a little bit better. Like, he's got a better arm.
Yeah, he's a better passer.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, that's the thing is, do we really want to settle for a system quarterback, a guy that can maybe win you 8 games a year, 7 games a year, even, I don't even know if he can do that, but a guy that just, you know, and again, he played well this week, he threw the ball down the field fairly well, but a guy that has shown us that he can't really throw the ball down the field other than one game. So, right. Yeah, I don't know. I just think people are so hurt against what Wentz did the last couple of years that they just see this guy and, like, and I know we keep talking about Wentz, but, like, it's the truth, honestly. Like, I just feel like people are so hurt from giving, you know, trading away Fultz and choosing Carson Wentz and, like, just the way that Carson played last year. He played like dog shit. I get it, but, like, I don't know if this, I don't think this guy's the answer either. He's a system quarterback. He's you know, he's got a lot of things that, you know, a franchise quarterback, he doesn't have a lot of what a franchise quarterback should have, in my opinion. So I don't know if anybody in this draft is a franchise quarterback. I don't know if Russell Wilson is still the same Russell Wilson. I don't have the answer, but I do think I know that Jalen Hurts still isn't the guy, even after this, you know, fantastic week. And I have been on the show, on Twitter, on, you know, talking to people that I am not a Jalen Hurts guy. I like the guy. I'm not a fan of the player, but I will give him props this week. I think he played well, really, really well this week.
Yeah, he did. But again, it's not all sunshine and rain. Like, I think the first touchdown, the throw to Devontae Smith, I mean, that's a 50-50 ball that Smith just makes a great play
right.
on. So, I guess it was a good throw, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a 50-50 ball that could have gone either way. Smith just makes a great play on it. Which,
I agree with that.
Smith looks phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So. This is what happens when you have a guy that... This is what happens when Hurts decides to throw the ball down the field a little bit.
Right.
You know, even the second touchdown was really great. But yeah, I mean, it was an unbelievable catch. It was against his former teammate at Alabama, Patrick Surtain. So,
Michael, I don't think it's the Rona. I don't believe...
but I will give him his props this week. I wish there was a little bit less running the ball with the quarterback, but I mean, I guess it's one of his strengths, so you kind of capitalize.
Yeah, you're gonna have
strengths.
To use it eventually, right? Exactly, but it's just
I will give him a lot of props this week because I feel like he did stay in the pocket longer than ever before.
Right,
we brought that up last week.
Yeah,
actually.
We did.
And maybe he listened to our show.
Yeah,
he was fired up.
Hi, Jill.
He was fired up in Denver.
Hi, Jill. I know you listen.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why I'm being cautious with the way the Eagles are playing right now is the last few weeks they've been running the ball really well. They've been real run heavy. You know, they finally brought Jordan Howard in, you know, what people have been asking for since the preseason ended.
Right.
But what happens when teams finally learn what the Eagles are doing when it comes to running the ball and shut that down? They don't have another option because Jalen Hurts can't sit back and throw the ball a bunch of times.
That's fair.
Just being a little cautious because when teams will figure out a way to stop them, they will. And the Eagles are going to have to adjust again.
Right.
What happens when they have to adjust?
That's totally a fair argument. But let's see them adjust first. You know what I'm saying? Like let's see if. If these teams, they probably will. It's the NFL. I mean, eventually, you know. But then again, they're playing some of the worst teams in the league.
Right. True.
So, you know, the Jets, the Washington football team twice, the Giants twice, the Saints this week, who, you know, don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback.
So, still, you know, I would feel a lot less optimistic if the first half of their schedule was their second half. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was switched.
Right.
If they had to go up against Kansas City and Tampa Bay and the Chargers and teams like that, the Cowboys, you know, and obviously they do have to play the Cowboys again, but
last game of the season, I believe.
Yeah, by that time the Cowboys are gonna have the division.
Yeah,
and they're probably gonna sit guys, but you know, if they would have those games in the second half of their schedule, and they were at this 4-6, right? So
yep,
I would feel a lot less optimistic, but. Just the teams that they're playing, they're not coached well.
Right.
Their rosters are just not well constructed. So, let's see if they can stop it first. You know, I feel like we should have that conversation if we watch them to play the Giants and the Saints and the Jets and these teams stop the run. So, that's when we should have that conversation.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point. And moving to the defensive side of the ball, they only, you know, let up 13 points. It seemed like the defensive line finally got a little bit of, you know, they were a little disruptive, but the Denver Broncos offense is not a very potent one. So right. I don't know what to make from the defense, but I mean, it's the better game in the last couple of weeks. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we saw a lot. Well, I guess we wouldn't say we saw a lot from what we saw against Detroit, but. A lot of similar things in where the defense just showed up.
Right.
So, you know, the linebacker showed up. Their defensive line was disruptive, like you said.
Slay made a couple of nice plays. Yeah,
yeah, man. I actually had a stat. I think he only gave up he had two targets the whole game.
Okay.
And he gave up one catch from minus 1 yard.
It's a good day.
It's a good day
in the
office.
Day. Yeah.
Especially on the road.
Right. Yeah, so, that's good.
That's my guy. So. It's my guy.
Exactly. So what do you got before we move on to the against the spread? Again, it's going to be a very short episode because, you know, I'm fighting through it, like I said. So before we get into the against the spread picks, where do you like them against the Saints team? We talked about them not really having a quarterback.
Right.
They just lost to, who did they play, Tennessee, was it?
Yes.
I forget. Yeah. So Tennessee's a good team. They lost by 2 points. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think it's a winnable game.
Yeah, it definitely helps that they're home. I mean, I see if they continue to run the ball and the Saints don't pick it up, I see a win. Why not? You know?
Right.
I got a question for you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It has nothing to do with the game.
That's fine.
Okay.
We can move on. I have nothing else about this game.
What did you think about the jerseys this weekend? The uniform
combo? I'm not somebody who gets, like, overly, like...
I'm somebody who does.
So
we're the, like,
really
polar
matter.
Opposites.
Yeah, I don't really care about uniforms.
When I first saw it earlier in the week on Twitter, I was like, damn, these are garbage. And then I saw them come out in it, and I was like, And then, like, halfway through, I was like, all right, I'm kind of starting to feel the black pants a little bit. The blackout games are my favorite.
I do like the all blacks. I agree there. But the most part, jerseys I just don't care about.
Yeah, I got you. But so, I was just curious what you thought.
Yeah.
Definitely weird.
It is. It is
you
weird.
Know, just because our whole lives we've seen the, you know, midnight green. So,
right. Exactly.
And the last couple of years they've been wearing the white on white, and I can't stand that. But a couple weeks ago they played Detroit, and I think they wore the green pants.
Right.
So, getting back to the old ways.
Yep. Exactly. So, all right. You want me to do it against the spread?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So... this week, we both have action on the game tonight. It doesn't look so good for me so far because Stafford stinks again. but so far, so I'm 20. We're both 22 and 27 on the year. So we're dead even here.
All right. All matters tonight, right?
Yeah. So you have the Rams -4, and I have the over 49.5. Oh, so it's actually not looking good for you.
Right. Yeah, not good. They're down two scores.
Are they?
It's 21-7, yeah.
Okay. Lots of time left, but...
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll go first. Why not? Again, MyBookie, promo code fired up. Since, you know, it's good. Good little transition there. But so I got the Cincinnati Bengals and the Las Vegas Raiders. I got the Bengals -1.
Okay, that's... Is that in Cincy?
It's in Vegas.
Oh boy. All right, it's ballsy. I
like the Bengals.
Yep. All right, so I got the Dolphins at Jets. You want to talk about a shit show?
Yep.
I got the Jets +3. I know, but we are rooting for the Dolphins to lose.
I almost did it.
We're rooting for the Dolphins to lose as Eagles fans. So you know, every loss, anything to make me root for them to lose even more is
exactly.
Good,
so let's take the Jets +3.
Right.
I'm gonna go with Dallas and Kansas City. I got Dallas +2.5.
Okay. Where's that game at?
That is in Kansas City.
Damn, man, you're just firing in away teams, huh?
Kansas City stinks this year. They're
terrible.
I don't
know if they stink, but
again, I said it last week. Every team in the NFL stinks.
They're just having a rough year.
There was another bad loss. Oh, Washington without Chase Young beating
Tampa
Bay.
Well, it was half the game.
Well, whatever, but still beating Tampa Bay.
Like, any given
Sunday. Every team in the NFL stinks.
Any given Sunday. See, that kind of goes with. I'm sorry, I don't mean to get off topic here, but like that kind of goes with what the Eagles could possibly make the playoffs. I mean, as that second wild card. I mean, look at the teams that they have to beat.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right, back to against the spread. I have the Ravens at Bears, another shit show of a game. -6.5 the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, it's what Ravens team are you gonna get?
Right.
You know.
And what Bears team are you gonna get?
That's true too.
One week Justin Fields looks like, you know, Russell Wilson. The next week he looks like Ryan Leaf. So
right. I got the Washington football team in Carolina. Carolina, Cam Newton back. I got Carolina -3.5.
Okay. I looked at that one, but I decided to go Texans and Titans. I'm gonna go Titans -10.5.
That's a big line, man.
It is, but they're hot.
They are.
I don't know if it is what's Henry's injury.
Yeah,
status?
I think he's done for pretty much the year.
Yeah.
I think they said he might come back in like January.
Okay. I guess that helps if, you know, they make the playoffs, but
right, exactly.
But I think they could still handle the Texans minus.
Oh, yeah, they definitely can. Yeah, absolutely. And I think they just put Julio on IR too. I think
he's 3 out weeks.
For 3 games. Yeah, at least.
Yep.
So. All right, then I got the Colts and the Bills over 49.5.
I got the same thing.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, so do I. They both can score.
Yeah, and I feel like the Bills haven't really been able to score much the last couple weeks. But
Jaguars broke.
Like, yeah. Actually, I lied. The Bills just put up 45. What the fuck am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I feel like most of that was in the second half, though, like slop time. Like, I don't think that game went into halftime. You know, I don't think they were up that big.
Right.
From what I remember.
Right. All right,
and then my last game, I have the shit show of the Dolphins and Jets game under 45.5.
Yep, I looked at that, but I already decided to go with the spread.
Right.
So I went Niners at Jags under 46.5.
Okay.
So, and by the way, the paper's back, baby.
The paper's back. I like it. All right, so before we get out of here, I do want to talk a little bit about Flyers. So it seems like their goal scoring finally has gone away a little bit.
Yep.
They get shut out to the Maple Leafs. You win a 2-1 game against Carolina, and then you lose, what, they lose 3-1 to Dallas?
4-1?
4-1. Something like 5-2. That.
5-2. Sorry.
5-2, okay.
Yeah.
But the big news of that Dallas game was the first game of Kevin Hayes and Ryan Ellis. Ryan Ellis apparently got, you know, re-injured, whatever was dealing, you know, he was dealing with, and is now week-to-week.
Yep. We can't have nice things here. Like, we can't have, like, good doctors or, like, good training staff. It doesn't matter what the team is. Like the Flyers, the Eagles. Like, just give the bad shit to, like, the Wings and the Union. Nobody cares about them.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Why do we get the shitty doctors? Nobody cares about soccer or lacrosse.
Right.
So, yeah, I think I said it before on here. It's in the water. It's got to be. Like, these guys just come here and get hurt. I mean, I know Ellis has had a little bit of...
He has.
Injury
he's had
history.
He's had a history.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. Thankfully, Braun and Provorov have been playing well together on that first line. I think Ellis played with Yandel the other night, right?
I think halfway through. They mixed around a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, at least they got that going because at first, you know, we were, you know, kind of really, or at some point we were really missing Ryan Ellis.
Absolutely.
So
and it's still a big addition to the lineup. So I mean,
yeah,
not having him sucks.
And you know, forget even playing, like just the leadership too. Like you know that always helps too.
Right.
But yeah, what does their schedule look like this week?
So they're in they're at home against Calgary tomorrow night. That's the Holmgren and
tonight was the induction. Tonight was the
alumni
help me out here. Yeah, that's the word.
Yep, and then tomorrow night is the induction. Assuming I feel better, I'm supposed to be in the press box for that one. So we'll see what happens. You might have to sub for that one.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night at home against Calgary, then Thursday home against Tampa, and then Saturday home against Boston. So home for all three.
That always helps too.
It does.
You know, Calgary's pretty hot right now too. I think. Right, they've won.
Calgary's very hot.
Yeah,
they're 8-3-4.
Yeah, so you play Tampa and like you said in Boston, obviously
three tough games.
Yeah, and thankfully they're at home.
Right.
So
yeah, that's what didn't really make sense about playing Ellis in that Dallas game. I think it was the second half of a back to back on the road. You know, you're gonna have all for two more days. Why not just give him the 2 days extra of rest, and then come home Tuesday. You know what I mean? And
right.
Play him then, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, it's, you know, I can never get through with some of these GMs and front office guys do here, so.
Right.
I can never really, you know, pinpoint what the hell they're friggin' thinking, so.
Yeah, exactly, so.
I got a little thing, too, before we go.
Okay.
I placed a parlay last night on hockey.
Okay.
So I saw it was +450. It was three money lines. We had Calgary again over the Senators, right? That started at 5 o'clock yesterday. It's 5:30. I'm like, all right, let me check the score. Calgary's up like 2-0. I'm like, all right, let's go. I check like, I don't know, maybe like 6:15. They're up 4-0 in the third period. Golden.
Okay.
So got one. They win 4-0.
Yep.
The 7 o'clock game hits. It's what game started first? I believe
The Oilers and Blues played. Was it the Oilers?
Wait, hold on. It was not the Oilers. It was Boston and
Montreal.
Boston
and Montreal, okay.
Boston and Montreal, come on. I'm scoreboard watching.
And you had Boston?
I had Boston.
Okay.
So I think Montreal was up like 1-0 or 2-1 in the second period, or going into the third period. All of a sudden, Boston comes back.
They
and
were
wins
up
5-2.
2-1. Yeah, they were up 2-1. Yep, and then Boston
going
came
into
back.
The third period.
Yep.
And Boston came back, and I'm you know excited. I'm ready to go. The final game, the Devils and the Rangers. Now I'm not gonna tell you who I picked yet. So I'm scoreboard watching the game. I'm ready to go. You know, I see. The rain. How did that play out? The first period, I think it was nothing.
No, the Devils scored 5 minutes into the first.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 5 minutes left in the first. Sorry.
Okay, so it's 1-0 Devils going into the second, right?
Yep.
Okay, the second period comes. I'm scoreboard. Or no, I'm sorry. I didn't see until the third period where it was 3-3.
Okay.
It was 3-3. Or no, it was 3-2, and the Devils scored to go to overtime.
Yep, with about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, so you know I'm scoreboard watching. It's 3-3 with like 50 seconds left. I'm like, okay, you know what I need to happen isn't happening. So they go into overtime. I'm you know nervous as all hell. It was only like $10, so it was like $55.
I still don't know who you have here.
Yeah, so they go to overtime. I know, obviously, nobody scores in overtime, so they go to a shootout. Now, I don't have any way to watch this game, so I am
ESPN Plus.
I have it, but I just got it over the weekend. So I didn't have time to like sign in or anything right. like that. So by the time I realized that, I was like, oh shit, maybe I should try to sign up and do it. But it's a shootout. It's gonna end in right. 5 seconds. No, yeah. It went fucking like 20 minutes, the shootout.
Did it really?
Yeah, like it was crazy. It was like 8 rounds or whatever.
That's wild.
So they're going back and, you know, so I have the Score app. So I pull up the Score app, and on the Score app, I don't know if anybody, if you or anybody who's listening or watching,
I have it.
Knows how to. So you read the chat, and I was reading the chat like to see what's going on, and these there's just it's just a bunch of trolls like.
Really?
People are like, Devils score, and like the Devils didn't score, and then like the Rangers score, and then it's like every so often Rangers win, Devils win, Rangers win. Turns out I have the Devils, and they lose.
Oh, you shootout. Did. That's yep. brutal.
So I mean, it was only $55 to win. It was $10.
But still,
yeah. Still, I got the notification. It was three different games. I didn't really like it for the parlay. But so I looked at the other ones that they were like offering, and that was one. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. So
yeah,
you know, the Devils almost got pretty. It. Yeah, the Devils look pretty good this year. You know, somewhat good this year. You know, obviously Boston and Calgary's red hot, like we said. So I decided to go with that one, and I lost in a shootout. Yeah, just like the Flyers.
That's brutal. The last
15 years.
Right. Yeah. It's always the Achilles heel is the shootout. Right. Always. So I know this week was a little short, but did you have anything else before we get out of here?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well.
We kind of did this on the fly here, so.
We did, yeah. We almost weren't even going to do it until about, you know, at 8:30. I was like, you know what? I'll fight through it. Let's do it. So. Yeah. All right. We get out of here. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube at Fired Up Podcast. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we are going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to do a full hour show. So we'll see you guys next week.